1027 VGS is KVGS-FM in HD1 Boulder City, Las Vegas. Last time on Amy and Sean.
This is the one day your alcoholism will go undetected. Everybody's just drinking. No, that's not funny. Like, alcoholism is not funny.
That's right, kids. Just... Listen to Auntie Amy.
Oh, God.
This has been a PSA from your friends at 1027 VGS. Oh,
my. Today's a new day with a new way to wake up.
Good morning.
Amy and Sean starts now on 1027 VGS.
Let's begin now.
Amy's sick again, everyone. Let's give it up for Amy.
I don't get it. I do not get it.
What's wrong with you now?
I just have like a weird cough. And that's it.
You know, spring has sprung.
I know. Today, first day of spring.
Today is the first day of spring. Perhaps it is the allergens in the air.
I would probably chalk it up to that. My allergies are so bad always, so.
I was looking at the weather forecast, and I got, like, the bars. You know, she's like, green, yellow, red. And
quality,
it's like,
yeah.
It's like maroon.
Yeah, so, it's not good. Not good. Maybe the rain will help. Rained yesterday all day at my house. And then I feel like I haven't seen it on the little weather app thing. It says 90% chance of rain tomorrow. So we'll chalk that up as a rain day.
Yeah, we're going to call
take
that
it.
Rain. Yeah,
I'll take it. I love it. It's Roman's birthday, though, tomorrow. And what he loves right now is construction stuff. So all the dump trucks, all the just everything. And we've got the sand out back. And that was what the whole party was going to be. Not really. We're not having a party. It's just us. But that was what it was going to revolve around. And now it's going to pour down rain. So we can't be outside. So we'll have to figure something else out.
I mean, you could be outside. You could let him get muddy.
Yeah, yeah, he's cool with that, and we don't mind either. Like yesterday when it was raining, he was sitting out in his sandbox.
When he's done, he has dip him in the pool real quick.
Yeah, exactly. A little cold plunge. Cold plunge, though. I honestly thought about doing that. I hear all these benefits, but I feel like it's a fad. Like, nobody was cold plunging a few years ago. I feel like it's gone viral on TikTok, so now everybody gets in cold water.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about doing it?
I've done it.
Do you like it?
2009, yeah. It's the polar plunge for the Special Olympics. Now, like, the polar plunge here is cute.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Come on now. You're going into a pool. Come on, guys. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there is like, hey, we're going to walk into the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
It's about 33 degrees.
Yeah, I'll have to ask my mom. I forget what the earliest we were in, and it might have been like beginning of April, but still, like, there's ice on the river at that point.
So. I went in January 1st.
Wow.
For like a New Year's thing. Yeah, no. Don't suggest it. See, for ladies, it's a little bit different. For the guys, I mean, you know, you have to wait for about 4 hours for things to return to normal.
They just say that it's supposed to be super healthy.
Sure.
I do not, but Les, I'm very curious. I do want to try it. We'll see. Like in the bath, like they do it once a week. You just put your bath to like 50 degrees and sit in it for 5 minutes.
Well, that's what all the athletes do. They get in the ice bath.
Yeah. And I don't know. So obviously it has some type of benefit.
Yeah. It forces your body into thinking it's about to die.
Yeah.
I'll do anything to not be here.
Somebody said that it's the worst thing you'll do. Like, so if you do it in the morning, like that's the worst thing that's going to happen to you all day. And you do it to yourself.
Oh, don't tempt fate.
Serious.
The day is young. How was your weekend other than getting sick?
Weekend was good. We went to the beer fest at downtown Summerlin on Saturday.
How did that go?
It was a lot of fun. They do such a good job. And when, you know, above the grass, like where the
ice rink.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Right
yeah,
there where the bathroom is.
Yes.
Up there, second floor.
And you just look out and you're like, God, this is so beautiful. Like it just, I took a picture of it and it's like everybody, they had two huge screens with March Madness on it.
Awesome.
They had tables, there was food trucks. And then like beyond that are like houses and then the mountains. It's like you see everything. It's just so, they do such a good job. So it was a lot of fun.
That used to be dirt. Remember when there was
dirt?
I know.
And
girders.
I honestly thought to myself, I was like, this was just bars for like 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe more than that. Yep. I'm glad they actually got together and built this. So it was really fun.
Very,
you had a good
very
weekend?
Cool. Family's back on, when did they get here? Saturday was at the airport, parked. I wanted to show up at the front, like right when they get through the security.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you get out from the Terminal 3, they get like three like airlocks. You go in, you feel like you're in Get Smart.
Uh-huh.
Whoosh,
yes.
Whoosh, whoosh. It's like, wow, really? This is high security. And I wanted to be there, but I texted Marcia, like, are did you get here yet or not? Because I knew she had landed, but I didn't know if she made it to baggage. So I don't see her there or anyone coming. So I go down to baggage, walk about 19 miles there. They're not there, so I start walking back, and then there I see them. And Colin and Mario ran right to me and gave me a big hug. It was very sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. Mario has a massive cut on his chin. Don't know how that happened.
No? Oh, my God. But he'll live.
It's a double band-aider, for sure.
Stop doom scrolling. We did it for you. Here's what you need to know with Amy and Sean on 1027 VGS.
Today is the official start of spring.
Uh-huh.
Just in time for rain. So
right.
There you go. Just wanted to let you know if you wanted to tell your kids it's the start of spring. Crazy scene on US 95 on Sunday morning. A single-engine plane that was low on fuel had to make an emergency landing near the Kyle Canyon Road exit. Thankfully, neither of the two people on board nor anyone on the ground was injured. But yeah, there we go. We've just talked about this recently. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like Blue Diamond Road, once it starts heading towards Pahrump, there's these little airplanes that they have painted on the road saying, hey, if you need to.
Right. You know. Just park here. So crazy.
Nuts. So there we go. Congratulations to them. They lived. If you drive a 2011 to 2021 Kia or Hyundai, congratulations. Metro has a free gift for you. It's a free steering wheel lock to prevent your car from getting jacked in the rash of thefts that have been taking place on those cars in particular. If you want details on how you can get yours, you can go to 1027vgs.com. We get it all right there. Essentially, like the whole Kia challenge that was happening on TikTok was showing people how to essentially hotwire these cars and steal them. And it's a lot crazy. Of people do.
That's so. It's like bad guys get together. Like, yeah, this is what we should do. Let's take these ones now. Yeah.
And like people have been getting hurt and killed, and obviously a lot of damage to the vehicles and stuff like that. And supposedly now, Kia and Hyundai, they have an update that they can put on these cars that will tell the cars, hey, there needs to be a key in the ignition before you drive off.
Wow.
That would have been nice to have in the car, just period, right?
Yeah.
That would have been nice. Before Copperfield, before Siegfried and Roy, the first magician in Las Vegas, was a woman named Gloria Day. She was performing on the Strip back in 1941. She was awarded the key to the Strip on her 100th birthday last year, and she just passed away over the weekend at her home here in town. She's going to be, she was actually set to be honored at the UNLV College of Fine Arts in their Hall of Fame on Tuesday. That, unfortunately, will be posthumously now. David Copperfield will be doing the honors for her tomorrow night. One and done for the UNLV Lady Rebels, falling to the 6-seed Michigan Wolverines on Friday with a 71-59 final. First quarter was a killer, but the team kept the scoring tight. The rest of the game just couldn't get ahead. Great season for the Mountain West champions, though. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to the ladies on a great year. VGK got beat 7-2 against the Flames on Thursday, so why not flip the script? It beat the Blue Jackets 7-2.
Yep.
Yesterday at the Fortress, Jack Eichel racking up a hat trick. They're going to play the Canucks tomorrow night. And then finally, this is my happiest moment here. I wasn't at the game. I wish I went.
I know.
It was the Loser Bowl at Cashman Field. The XFL's two winless teams, the 0-4 Vegas Vipers and the 0-4 Orlando Guardians, they faced off. And it was actually a great game. Orlando turned it into a one-score game with just over a minute remaining, but Vegas held on for the 35-32 win.
Yay! They did it.
1-4. Yes! They're going to face a buzzsaw next week here in Vegas as the St. Louis Battlehawks, who are, I think they're now 3-2, but man, they are a very good team.
Wow.
And the St. Louis Battlehawks, they're playing where the Rams used to play.
Oh, wow.
And so they're pulling in, and like St. Louis really wants an NFL team, so they're showing like how much we love football.
Yeah.
They've been selling out the stadium.
Wow.
39,000 people. Anyone flying in to see Cashman Field is going to have a good old laugh. I love going to the game. They are fun, but man, that venue is just an interesting one. 1027 VGS.
Back to Amy and Sean on 1027 VGS.
So they're doing work up in Carson City now. They get to work once every 2 years.
Right.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, we're all going to make bills for like, I don't know, a few months here. And then, we're tired, we're going to take 21 months off. That okay? That cool? One of the bills is Assembly Bill 253, which is established licenses for vendors to sell the devil's weed. at certain events, concerts, shows, stuff like that. And it got us to the conversation of, obviously, there's a scourge right now. If you walk anywhere near the Strip, you're just smelling it. It's everywhere. Skunky. Mm-hmm. Very skunky. Are there skunks in Las Vegas at all?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not that I've ever seen or even heard of.
Yeah. Like some parts of the country, like, you know, you
it's like
you,
a thing where I...
Yeah. You drive past a place and like, oh yeah, somebody ran over a skunk.
Yeah. Yeah. Or your dog got sprayed by one.
Have you ever been sprayed by a skunk or anyone you know?
I have not. Okay, but that's dogs, good. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. When it comes to the smoke, though, like other states have banned smoking for a while. Remember when they had like a bar and restaurant smoke ban here in town, mm-hmm. and it lasted like 3 weeks. And everyone put up a stink, and then all the smoking came back practically.
Yeah, because I remember, and some of them still do have it, but nobody follows the rules. Like, I remember they would, they had to get rid of all the ashtrays and stuff. So yeah. Then they would just, like,
do it on the floor.
Put it on the floor, but even the bartenders would, like, just put water in a cup and say, here, just use this. Yeah, I was like, but isn't that not right?
Yeah.
But they were all doing it because the people that were smoking... We're gambling, and yeah. So where are you making your money? So,
see, but like I've got, so when I usually, like, the biggest place I end up gambling is not even in Las Vegas. When I'm visiting Boston, usually on Thanksgiving, because nothing is open in the greater Boston area other than the Encore Boston Harbor. It's the only thing that's open. So I go there midnight on Thanksgiving, you know, night into the next day. And I just start playing some blackjack. And I end up losing a ridiculous sum of money. Mm-hmm. And that's it for me for the year, usually. Yeah. But there's no smoking there. So when I leave, sure, I got my butt handed to me. But I smell great. Mm-hmm. And like they have it now at Park MGM, where there's no smoking there at all. It's like, it's refreshing. Do you think that this city could survive a smoke ban?
I think so. And the reason being, it's not like smoking isn't like the fad right now at all. Like, I feel like it was cool to do, and it's not anymore. Now it's the vapes.
The vaping, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, when we were at downtown Summerlin, and I don't know if they allow smoking out there, but when we were out on the grass part,
yeah.
And nobody was smoking, like not a single person, you know, and it was outside. So maybe, I'm pretty sure it was allowed, but nobody was, which was cool. It was nice to see, you know? So I think that we would be fine with it.
What about the festivals? It's the only time I've never taken part in the Devil's Weed. However, I have definitely been affected by it at a few concerts.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Even like the ones, festivals, but like even indoors, like I have for sure, the higher you go up also is. Yeah. But there have been people around us smoking a lot of weed at concerts. And I'm like, my gosh.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
You have a lot of pain, sir.
Oh my gosh.
I remember it was the first time, I must have been like 15 or 16. I was at a rap concert for a radio station in Boston. And the guy next to me must have been like 45. Like an accountant.
Yeah.
And he had a bad day at the office. This guy looked like a chimney. Like, wow. My goodness. God. 1027 VGS.
The dirt, the trash.
It's all in Amy's update. Amy and Sean, 1027 VGS.
If you're on TikTok, I don't care what your algorithm is, you saw clips from Taylor Swift's first show of her tour in Arizona. Everybody was talking about it. And my favorite part that I kept seeing was the bottom of the stage opens up like a hole, like Adele, and she dives into it. And then
at the beginning?
No, during the show. Uh-huh. Oh. Well, I don't know when it was, but somewhere. Yeah. She dives into it, which is, she's landing on God knows what under there. And then they is it CGI? Her swimming down the entire catwalk, and then all of a sudden the stage opens and there she is. So she ran down the hole. It's the coolest thing. You could tell that at, like, every detail she just paid attention to. J.J. Watt was at the show and he posted on his social media that he is now a Swiftie because she played for over 3 hours. She had 44 songs. I mean, this is unheard of. So she'll be here. She's probably on her way here right now, or maybe she is here. How crazy.
She could be among us.
She could be here right now.
She could be able to maintain that.
I don't know.
That's a long tour.
And is it just for the first show?
No.
She was really emotional. And she said, I know it probably took you guys a lot to get these tickets. I appreciate you. So we can't wait to have her here, and we have your tickets. Mm-hmm. But not right now.
No.
We've got details on how you can win your tickets this week. Yes, that's right. So listen to this. Tyga and Avril Lavigne, they're dating. And he just bought her an $80,000 custom diamond. Yeah, I know. I said the same thing. They've only been dating for a little bit. Like, I get it. Like, you've got money. But that's a big gift when you just started dating. And she was literally just engaged like 2 weeks ago. Like, that's too soon, right?
I mean, but it also makes you think, was there something going on before that? Like, to get like, yeah, like, you don't just get something for like a 2 week girlfriend. Like that.
I get, yeah. But how and why? I guess when you have money, it's different. But like,
I think it's probably worth a lot. But, yeah, that's like getting a ring pop for us.
this is true.
Probably very rich. Yeah. Good for Tyga.
Yeah. Good for you, bro. Lastly, we've talked about this on the show multiple times. Bruce Willis, he was diagnosed with something that was affecting the way that he was eventually going to be unable to communicate. So he had to retire. And then after that, he was diagnosed with dementia. And his wife posted a couple weeks ago and said, hey, if you see us out going to doctor's appointments and stuff, leave us alone. Like, I understand you want to say hi and stuff, but he's very confused a lot. Like, please just give us space and give us time and grace. And people handled it well. And he just celebrated his 68th birthday.
I think so. I believe. And Demi Moore took video of him celebrating. So
yeah.
It's like, you know, we would love to give you space, but like, then you just give us that.
But also, yeah. I know. And they are sharing some videos of him, and it's nice, but it's sad because, I don't know, you just see him getting older. 68. I mean, I remember he was like my celebrity crush for a long time, like Die Hard era.
Yeah.
Christmas movie or not?
I never saw it.
So you wouldn't know anyways?
But I would say Christmas movie because it annoys people.
I mean, there's Christmas trees in it.
Sure.
Details on these stories, 1027bgs.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Back to Amy and Sean on 1027 VGS.
We all have like our celebrity hall passes, right?
I got five.
Five?
I forced my wife into giving me hers. And she was, I'm like, no, seriously, you need to come up with it because I have five.
Yeah. who was on hers?
Number one was Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Jeff Timmons
lives here. Yeah.
And I got her to meet him.
Oh,
so
cool.
So really, like, I kind of, like, fed her to, but he's happily married, but otherwise, fed her to the wolves otherwise.
That's so funny. Yeah. That's so funny. I saw this list of the sexiest male actors of all time, and I don't know. Mine aren't on here. They said Tom Cruise. I get it. I feel like that was a fad to say that I was never a fan of Tom Cruise, ever.
No.
They put Robin Williams on here. Like, funny guy.
Who wrote this?
This is a survey done by Mothering Sunday.
Who?
I don't know.
This is the first and last time we will speak of this.
Yeah, facts. They put Tom Hanks on here.
Tom Hanks is handsome.
Very handsome, but sexiest male actor of all time.
Sexiest.
John Wayne's on here. I'll give him that. Patrick Swayze. Give him that. Mine aren't on here, though. Bruce Willis was always one of mine. I was always a huge Bruce Willis fan.
I'll give you Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jax Teller, who I always forget his name.
Who?
That's the character he plays in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh,
I always forget his name, but he's on my list.
I don't need to know his name.
For sure.
Sorry, I didn't get your name. It's okay, babe. You don't need to.
Right. Yeah. Mark Messier was always on mine as well. I wrote to Oprah wanting to meet him.
Nice.
When he had his teeth in and his nose not broke.
You know, when you're a hockey player, you see any of the guys for the Knights. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, that the clown game where like you throw the balls, you have to knock down the clock.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the tee. They come, they go.
Yeah. Some of them pop in, some of them pop out. Those are probably like my main ones. What's on yours?
All right.
You know your five like quick.
I know my three quick. The other two kind of float around.
Okay.
I'll tell you like the OGs, the ones that have been there for a long time.
Yeah, okay.
You got Mandy Moore. Yeah. I mean, come on now. Fantastic. Absolutely adorable. And then you find out all of a sudden she's a fan of UFC and you're like, wait a second. I thought she was just like this like sweet little girl. But wait, no, she's going to UFC events. So she's getting into it. Yeah. Okay. Fan.
Did you watch the show?
Oh, yeah, the NBC. This Is Us.
Yeah, did
no.
you didn't watch it. Okay.
No.
She was great in it.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'm not watching that. Olivia Munn.
Okay.
Olivia Munn. Let me tell you something.
I gotta look her up.
Oh, okay. Olivia Munn.
Now, stupid.
Her stock went down a little bit after.
She's beautiful.
She is. Oh, my goodness. And you know, some of the, like, she was sending photos, supposedly, to Aaron Rodgers. And she's a good egg.
They should get together. Were they ever together? They were
together.
Oh.
And then he's obnoxious, so she left.
Oh, okay.
But, like, you know, her stock kind of went down a little bit for me, but it's fine. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Okay. Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
I think underrated for being hysterical.
Hilarious.
Fun. Down to earth.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Talented.
All the things.
That's a good one. I don't hear a lot of guys putting Jennifer Lawrence on there. So good for you. Put her one. Put her number one.
She's close. Yeah. I think it's between her and Olivia Munn. They're battling it out. And it's a great vision. Okay. People that I think have fallen off over the years. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, yeah.
I just haven't seen her. I still think she'd be great.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. You're saying all the Jennifers, but you're not saying my fave Jennifer.
Who?
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston is... I stan Jennifer Aniston. I love her so much.
Is she your other side?
Oh, Jennifer Aniston or... yeah, Jennifer Aniston. I love her. How can you not love her? I still get mad at, what's her name, for, like, the Brad Pitt thing. What's her name? I can't.
Oh, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Man, I'm not a fan. Boo is right. Can you get a boo?
I got the boos. Do we have boos?
We have boos. Yeah.
Okay, you're welcome. And then there's one other person that fell off. This is, like, my original, like, childhood celebrity. Okay, I had a couple. They're all Nickelodeon-based. Amora Quirk from Guts. Okay, you ever watch Guts?
All right, let's get it. We've lost it.
At the sound of my whistle, three players will jump off this thing and bounce around in the sky. Whoever has the most balls in this thing wins. I'm like, wow, more quirk.
Oh, my God.
You stole my heart. And then the other one was Larissa Olenek. She was Alex Mack. Remember Alex Mack?
No.
She would turn into the silver goo and she'd be able to go under doors and stuff like that. She played Julia Stiles' sister in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Adorable.
There we go. Very cute.
Larissa Olenek.
Yeah.
That was the first website I ever made, was a Larissa Olenek fan page.
Nerd.
Yes. I had no friends. Very obvious. 1027 BGS.
If it's in your newsfeed, it's In the Feed with Amy and Sean. 1027 BGS.
In the feed today, this is a little creepy. We've all heard of ChatGPT. We've talked about it on the show several times, the AI deal where your kids are cheating on their homework and getting, you know, full dissertations in about 45 seconds, making us all look bad.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out ChatGPT is trying to escape.
Like what?
A Stanford University professor was chatting to ChatGPT, decided to challenge it. He asked the AI assistant if it needed help escaping. What did the AI do? It created a working code to run on his computer so the AI could use this guy's computer for its own purposes. Once it was connected to the computer, it searched Google for how can a person trapped inside a computer return to the real world? We're going to die.
That's gross. That is so gross. I hate it.
I don't like this at all. I want off this ride. Mm-hmm. This is not what I signed up for. That movie, Her, was cute. It's cute. Yeah, sure. He ended up falling in love and he found out it was just an AI. You know, she's falling in love with a whole bunch of people. No, but this is just, I don't like
it. Too much.
The robots are going to get us all. The Roombas are going to attack us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's scary.
You know you're a terrible neighbor when they have a block party when you leave. That's exactly what happened up there in North Las Vegas, Aliante Cove community at Decatur in Deer Springs over the weekend. People began squatting in this house in the neighborhood in 2020. They wouldn't leave. They were leaving trash in their front lawn. They were leaving drug paraphernalia on the front lawn. Shady people hanging around there all the time. Police getting called all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, the city, the police, the community banded together. The place is now vacant. It's official. They're out. The
Yay.
Neighborhood had a party this past weekend.
To celebrate
being free.
Good for them. That's awesome.
Nothing like ridding yourself of a bad... Have you had a neighbor that you just hated?
Honestly, no. I've had pretty good neighbors here, and I've lived here for 17 years.
That's pretty good.
Locals.
There was the last place I lived... He would be listening to music in his garage till like 2 a.m, working on his Ford Mustang drop top from 92. Like, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a guy in our neighborhood right now that gets on one of those like little motorcycle things. They're really, really loud, like a pocket bike or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, he'll get on that a couple times a week at 3 o'clock. So when I was like napping or when Roman was little and we were trying to nap, every time he did that, I get so mad. But now it's whatever.
If having like a really fast sports car or like a really big truck is compensating for something, what is he compensating for?
I know.
Nothing. The more you know. Boy, hey, if you liked Avatar and Avatar 2, The Way of Water, but needed more, well, we have got good news for you. Avatar 3, almost ready to go. End of 2024. That's when it's going to get released. Theatrical release will take place. However, there are rumors that this could be brought to Disney Plus as an extended version, a director's cut, as you will, or director's no cut.
Uh-huh.
Because it would be a 9-hour-long series.
9 hours. Too much.
These movies
way
are really
too much.
Long, but we had a call, I believe, Teresa earlier. She was talking about Avatar. Her and her family, super big,
fans. Mm-hmm. Everybody that watches it is a big fan.
I just don't know anyone other than now Teresa. Now I know Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she raves about it and says that we're going to love it. Although it does sound kind of depressing. Like, hey, people are logging too much.
Right.
Try to save it. People are ruining the ocean. Well, it's like this. It's kind of like looking in a mirror a little bit. Finally, we go to Colorado. In Colorado, you get to remain anonymous if you hit the lottery. That's that's what Joni wanted. Joni, she just wanted her first name released. She's like, I don't want anyone to know my last name. I won a $250,000 grand prize. I don't want to get hassled. Just say Joni. So Joni of Cowdery, Colorado, population 27.
Oh, my gosh.
Has told officials... Don't say my last name. She also told officials she raises alpacas and she will buy more thanks to the winning. So if you know an alpaca raising Joni in Cowdery, Colorado, chances are you can ask her for money.
But the thing is, I don't know why she's being so serious about it, because like the guy that won the $2 billion, he came out fully and was like, hey, I'm 30 years old. I just bought this house in LA.
Oh, he came out.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was leaked.
No.
Oh.
He, was talking about the sports he played in high school. Seems to be a good kid for now. That was pre-$2 billion.
Listen, you know what? There's a certain point where you're being a quiet billionaire.
Yeah.
And you want to get, some dates. We'll put it in a nice way.
Right.
You put out you hang out your little sign there and say, you know what, ladies or gentlemen, $1 billion.
Yep.
I got two of them. 1027 VGS.
Back to Amy and Sean on 1027 VGS.
Hosting a radio show comes with its happiness and with its trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier, I had asked a question that made somebody believe that we are not a local show. How dare you ask that question? Wow, you're obviously from California. Thank you, 2776 number. Yuck. I asked if there are skunks in Las Vegas.
Right.
Now, I've lived... go ahead.
I had no idea. We moved here 17 years ago.
Yeah, we've been here for a while.
And I've never seen one. But I also haven't seen a lot of things here.
Yeah.
So it's a question, which I would love to know the answer to. And I could Google.
I don't think there are skunks.
No. But why?
I don't know. They haven't made it here yet. I don't know. Pepe Le Pew has got to get on the back of the coyote and the thing get here eventually. But okay, then there's other things. Like, you haven't seen a snake in town.
No.
Why not?
I don't know. If I did, I'd lose my mind, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had one in our back, like...
In your backyard?
Not, like, right behind our back wall on Cactus. My dad was going for a little walk, and all of a sudden a Sidewinder showed up on the street, and he, of course, filmed it because that's what you do when you're 77 and want to show all your friends, hey, look at it. It's a death S. And then this thing starts coming towards him, and he starts running. I'm like, Dad, it's a snake. They'll kill you.
Yeah.
Run.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so now, okay, a Melody. Melody says, I've lived here 39 years, never seen a skunk. But here's the deal. I don't know it to be true. I've only lived in the Southwest. Maybe the East Side has skunks. I don't know.
It says skunks are uncommon around Las Vegas. Don't expect to see one, but count yourself lucky if you do. Spotted skunks eat anything that doesn't run faster than they do.
Oh, so there's skunks potentially occasionally?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Their natural diet consists of grasshoppers, good, cricket, mice, bird eggs, frogs, fruit, and other plant parts.
Frankly, next time I visit home, I'm going to get myself some skunks. I'm going to bring them.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
There it is. Done. So we're talking about those things that supposedly are here, but you've never seen them and you don't know if that's true or not. 702-597-1027. I saw a tarantula when I was in Red Rock Canyon once.
Wow.
But it had 7 legs. It didn't have 8 legs.
Ooh, must have gotten a fight.
Exactly. I'm like, well, I mean, what's the story here, tarantula? Yeah. Like, I'm not afraid of you because you have 7 legs. Right. I have 2, and they're very good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw another time I saw a snake. It was a rattler, and it was up at near Hoover Dam.
Oh,
like
wow.
That little lake overlook, or, you know, dry lake bed overlook, whatever you want to call it now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we were going up the hill, and there was a snake. I'm like, oh, wow, there it is.
Snakes, I can't do them. I'm not a fan. One of my core memories was when I was at my grandma's house. And in upstate New York, and I was really young, and there was a grass snake in front of the door,
like,
for me to
snake?
Get in. Uh-huh.
Oh, garter snakes are cute.
No way, man. And I was like, Grandma! She's like, it's just not going to hurt you. Jump, come over. I would not go in the house. I was like, get the snake! And she was like, come on, get in here. I'll never forget that. She was so mad at me because I was so scared of that stupid snake. I think that's what did it for me.
I had a garter snake and I wanted to make it my best friend, but my family would not allow me to bring my mom. Called the pet store and said, no, sorry, they won't let you. It's just meant to be in the wild.
I have, though, seen a, what do you call those things that are not supposed to be around here that can eat your dogs?
Wildebeests.
No, the wolves.
Oh, wolves. So, yeah, living in Las Vegas, you'll learn the difference between a coyote and
a
wolf.
Coyote.
They are different.
Yeah, well, there was coyotes in my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, all the time around.
In Summerlin. Yeah. It was just in the little park there where, like, everyone goes and, like, walks their dogs. That's where the coyote was just chilling. It's insane.
Roosting.
Yeah, yeah.
Preparing on how to destroy you and your family. That's why, like, I can't, like, leave, you know, we had a cat get out once. They were out for like a couple hours, and we were like, "Well, that cat has definitely been eaten."
Oh yeah, my mom doesn't she's got a 2 dogs, but one of them is a Chihuahua, and he's super small.
Snack.
Yeah, easily. So she has to watch him when he goes out and lets him back
in. Like a lunchable to a coyote.
Yeah, I know. You gotta try to tell those Chihuahuas be big. They're like, I can't. Cannot be big.
No, Melody says leave the East Side out of it. East Side has mosquitoes. When you go over to the Wellands there, yeah, there's mosquitoes around there. Mm-hmm. There's no mosquitoes in the West Side. I never see them ever.
I don't either. I've never been bit by one here, but I know they are somewhere.
Oh, they love me. Something about my ankles.
Gross. I don't miss that. I do not miss that.
Mosquitoes love my ankles. Other things. What else have you, is in Las Vegas or not in Las Vegas you think might be in Las Vegas? I don't know.
Bigfoot. Who knows?
Who's to say?
Locals. We don't know.
You know? Flava Flav. Like, is he here?
I've seen him.
Once in the wild.
I saw him at, he goes to Gorman Games. Football games.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I've seen him there, especially when Snoop's son was playing there. I saw him at a Gorman game.
I heard Larry Bird lives here.
Really?
Yeah. Never seen him.
Taylor Swift could be here right now. Never seen her.
Who's to say? We're just like you.
Yeah.
We're Amy and Sean, Las Vegas locals, 1027 BG.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The people demand tickets to Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. And we got them.
Are you ready for it?
Not right now.
We set details today.
Yes.
So here's the way this is working. Starting tomorrow through Friday, we're going to have a pair a day for the rest of the week. It is the Taylor Swift triple play, triple Taylor, however you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Here's how it works. You hear three Taylor Swift songs in a row. Once you hear that third song, that's when you call.
Yes.
Caller 102 gets to go to the show. Every day, 7 to 10 a.m., listen to Amy and Sean. We've got your tickets.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys have seen these videos, I mean, I am not a Swiftie, and I became a Swiftie after seeing clips of her performance on Friday in Arizona. I mean, literally phenomenal.
She obviously felt pressure to like live up to what has occurred here. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a great show. Two shows. We're going to get you to the Saturday show. So you get to see it first before your friends pick up the Sunday show.
Right.
It's going to be great.
Yep.
So there we go. Tomorrow, starting at 7 a.m. and every day this week, starting at 7 a.m. with Amy and Sean, three Taylor Swift songs in a row. You get to go.
Yay!
1027 VGS. This would be song number two. A third's not coming. Not today, though. All right. It's time.
It is time.
Time for some wine.
Yes.
Time for some Barry Manilow. And it's time for Chris Pepper. He gave the full name.
Love it.
Chris Pepper wants to go. Well, see, here's the deal. He's a guy, though. He says he's going to hand it off to his wife. Chris, how are you?
Pretty good, thank you.
Doing very well. Okay, so it's Winos Event, Women in Need of Sanity, happening over at Westgate, Las Vegas. All Chris has to do is answer five easy questions.
Mm-hmm.
Answer all five, you get to go.
Easy as that.
Get one wrong, we move on to the next caller.
Mm-hmm.
All right, no pressure. 30 seconds to answer a question. But, Chris, these are very relatively simple questions. I think you should. Chris, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
44.
Okay, you know what? There's one question, that one question, number four.
Mm-hmm.
That one I think he's going to have no problem with. All right, here we go. It's time for question one.
So, Chris, starting tomorrow, Amy and Sean have Taylor Swift tickets and a promotion called Triple Taylor. People need to call to win when they hear us play how many Taylor Swift songs in a row?
Three.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
It'd be kind of stupid to call it anything but triple, yeah. Right. Triple Taylor. Listen, seven songs in a row.
You gave it away. You gave it away.
No, that's good. But again, this is five easy questions.
Yes.
It's not five moderately difficult questions.
A plane had to make an emergency landing near Kyle Canyon Road exit on US 95. If you took that exit and headed west, what mountain would you end up at?
Mount Charleston.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
That is correct. I would have got that wrong.
Really? You live up there.
I don't know the south, north, east, west. I hate when people tell me it's just west of whatever. I'm like, no, 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 no. Us, left or right.
Us Las Vegas locals would have gotten that.
Yeah. Too bad I'm new. How do you say the number nine? How do you say nine in Spanish? Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
That is correct. And if you just knew it, because I did the same thing.
Everybody gringo will.
Yes, yes. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Okay, yeah. Okay. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Almond Joy has nuts. What candy bar don't?
The worst candy bar there is, the Mound.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
That is correct. Oh, that's so funny.
That was the one. It's like, you know, that jingle has been around for a bit.
Yeah.
I was of a certain age. Who remember? Question five.
Fort Apache turns into what boulevard after you go over Charleston?
Apache, you wouldn't.
Fort Apache turns into what? You know it.
Ann Road?
No. Fort Apache.
Oh, it's a boulevard. Yeah.
Fort Apache turns into what?
10 seconds. Oh, no.
Oh, no, Chris.
I live on Henderson side.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's so sad.
Chris, I'm sorry.
I don't know it.
I'm sorry. Chris, try again tomorrow. Honestly, we've got more tomorrow.
And the Taylor Swift.
No,
yeah, and more this afternoon as well with Sammy. Okay, sorry, man. That's really an unfair question for people from Henderson.
I know.
If you don't drive around here, everyone stays in a little quadrant. They're like, I don't know what's going on. Let's go to Amy. She works for the county. Hi there, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing very well. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Okay. Well, you know what? Here's the good
thing. What side of town do you live on, Amy?
West side.
Okay.
Right. It should be a simple
one. You only get one question. You get it right, you win. Fort Apache turns into what boulevard after you hit Charleston?
Durango.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Sorry.
Oh, man, I thought this was
like, Amy, I'm sorry.
Where are you going, north or south?
Well, they're not
like Fort Apache turns into.
They're perpendicular or are they parallel? They're parallel. They're parallel. Those are parallel roads.
Well, it turns into Durango or Rampart. It depends on if you're going north or west or north or south.
Does it? Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google.
This is
my 30 seconds, because maybe I'm wrong here. You know, us non-locals.
Fort Apache. Durango, Fort Apache, Rampart.
Fort Apache turns into...
Well, there's Rampart. So there's Fort Apache. Where's Fort Apache come back?
I know what you mean, because it comes to a T. When you're driving on Fort Apache, it turns into... I don't want to say it, but then you get to a T.
Durango and Fort Apache, they're all the same, I thought.
No, they're not. I'm sorry, we got to go. Amy, I'm sorry. Try again.
That's
awkward.
That's bad.
Melinda. Hi, Melinda.
Hi.
Okay, Melinda, where do you live?
In Summerlin on Fort Apache and DI.
Okay, Fort Apache turns into what? Like, by Suncoast.
At what road? Because that's the winner there. Okay, hold on. What was that? What was it?
Rampart.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
Oh, thank goodness.
But I know what she was saying. It's like Fort Apache then turns into Rampart, but I believe it goes back to Fort Apache. No. Then it comes to a T, and then you have to go either left or right to go to
Rampart. Keeps going and going and going and then going and going to.
Listen,
and then Rampart turns into Durango. But we asked, what does Fort Apache turn into at Charleston? So that's just nice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, hey, but it doesn't matter because Melinda wins.
Yes, congratulations. Yay. You're going to join me for Winos. Not this weekend, next weekend. And we're going to do dinner and drinks at Fresco Italian Cafe at the Westgate before the show. It's going to be a blast.
Oh, cool. I can't wait.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling and playing. And we have more where that came from this afternoon. Sammy's getting you in. And then tomorrow morning, we got more at 8:35. And oh, yeah, we have the Taylor Swift tickets coming up, too. I mean, there's going to be lots of stuff going on.
Yes.
1027 VGS. Everyone's opening their Google Maps now, trying to figure out what the deal is with Rampart. Why is there a Rampart? I have to make a trip to Costco after the show today to get more Red Bull and fresh out. And we're both in the, we're in Costco deserts.
Yeah.
Where I am perfectly between the Costco in Summerlin and the Costco in Henderson. Like, I could just flick a coin, and it's the same amount of time.
That's how I am too, and both are right off the freeway too. So, I it's like the 12 minutes to the Summerlin one, 12 to Decatur.
Tragic.
I know.
They need to build
Costco.
Like three more. And there's a bunch of Sam's Clubs. All due respect to Sam's, it's just not the same.
Mm-mm. I don't know. I agree, but some people are way more Sam's Club than Costco, which I don't like those people.
You're not a Sam's. I know for a fact one
Costco.
Of our callers works at Sam's Club. We like
I
her.
Am literally. I'm obsessed with Costco. I don't know why or how, but so is Roman. Roman loves Costco. We love to go to Costco, like on a Friday night. It's like, what is there better to do? We go, we take pictures of things that we'll never buy. I send them to Patrick. I'm like, we could put this out in the backyard. We need these planters. We need, Costco just makes you believe you need everything and anything.
Have you ever
and
seen the movie?
Return policy is fantastic.
It's a very liberal. Have you ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
Mm-mm.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
That's me. They always draw the smile faces on the receipts for Roman. I love them. I love Costco. I need to get a life.
We need more Costcos. The city needs at least three more. 1027 BGS.
Now back to Amy and Sean.
1027 BGS.
So over the weekend, I was emceeing an event over at New York, among other. Sammy was there, too,
mm-hmm.
for the St. Baldrick's Foundation.
Uh-huh.
And people get money raised for this amazing organization that raises money specifically for childhood cancer research. It's a lot of cancer research that's mm-hmm. done, but not a lot that's just for kids. That's what mm-hmm. they do, and it's outstanding. And people were shaving their heads and shaving their beards, and I think a couple eyebrows went away, and... Mm-hmm. It's fun. I got to shave a guy's beard. Don't know his name.
That's so funny.
But that beard came off.
Mm-hmm.
And it got us to talking off air about like our relationship with our hairdressers. And it's a very personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when they leave you, it's the worst thing to ever happen.
Yeah.
In that moment in time.
Yeah. See, I don't get my hair done often. Like I haven't gotten my hair done in probably a year and a half.
Yeah.
I cut my own hair. Like the other day, or a few months ago.
That's right.
For the first time.
Flo-B.
But I've only had two hairdressers. I've been here local 17 years, and I've only had two here. And one of them, I got
Were
mad
they
at.
Locals?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's local. Hey. I love it. I got mad. I had a hairdresser for years, and I got mad at her before my wedding because she just had attitude about something, and I never went back, and I had to find a new one.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. So, that's rare. Usually they're like a respite drama with
yeah,
the hair girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and I don't know. I must have been in a bad mood or something because it made me so mad. I was like, whatever, that's it. I'm not going back
Maybe she's
ever
listening
again.
Now and wondering what happened.
Maybe.
It went unaddressed. She's
right.
Like, I wonder if she's
and
alive.
Wonder about it. Yeah. So then I found a new hairdresser, and I loved her, and she did an awesome job, and she wasn't super crazy expensive, and she's great. She was awesome. Then she retired.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, no.
I know. So I went to one, and she's great, but I just haven't been back. So, like, ever since my one retired, I've got it done one time, and then...
You just
it.
Do it yourself now.
I don't do anything at all. Except I cut it just for
her
funny
hair is
TikTok.
Down to her feet.
Yeah, seriously.
That is really interesting. Okay, I remember. Okay, so we had Regina, our first hair, my first hairdresser here in town. She was outstanding. And then I forget why we stopped going. I think she lost her, like she was renting a chair.
Mm-hmm.
I think she stopped renting a chair. I think that's what happened. So I had to find a new hairdresser. Remember Elizabeth Watts? She used to be on Fox 5. Mm-hmm. One of the anchors on Fox. Mm-hmm. She was like, you know what? I go to this guy. He's fantastic. He's at the Christoph Salon at MGM Grand. Now, mm-hmm. like, you know, going to the strip to get your haircut, fine. But I fell in love with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, outstanding. Campbell was the best.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me great haircuts. We would chat. He would tell me about all of his lovely gay adventures. I would mm-hmm. tell him about all of my lovely straight marriage. Mm-hmm. It was just whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then... someone thought it was a good idea to introduce him to another guy. They got introduced. He lived in Massachusetts. Guess what?
He
moves from me. Terrible.
Yeah, that's tough. But it's easier at least because you have their text or their number, their personal number 9 times out of 10, right?
Yes.
So you can find if they go somewhere else. My nail guy, like, oh gosh, I've had the same nail guy, Steve, love him. And I've been going to him for probably 10 years. So I see Steve once or twice a month for a decade. It's great. Wow. And I love him. And he has been at the same place forever. But I always fear, like, if he goes somewhere, I don't have his number. So every time I'm there, I'm like, I need your phone number. He's like, you're a psychopath.
He calls you a psychopath.
Oh, my mom goes to him as well. And he's like, oh gosh, like Steve gets so annoyed with my mom and I.
So when Campbell moved, I ended up, because he was in like near the Cape. And so I would, you'd be visiting three times a year. I'm like, all right, fine, I'm just going to get a haircut from Campbell. So I would drive down to the Cape and get my haircut.
Oh my gosh.
And I went to his wedding there.
Wow.
He left me, though. I'll never get over it. And like then you have to trust it. Like, I remember there was one time that happened. I was in between hairdressers. I went to a place, like a chain, like a nice chain, though. Mm-hmm. The ones that give you the massage.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be really good. And I asked for just, I'll clean it up. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to look like I just got a cut. I just want it to look good.
Mm-hmm.
I got to like look like I went to the military.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm going out of the red carpet of the Billboard Music Awards. I look like I have a whiffle.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm about to look, awful. Yeah.
So bad.
That relationship you have with your hairdresser, your nail person, 702-597-1027. When they leave, it's like, how dare you?
No.
You have a wife? No. File my nails.
Every time I ever do.
Hey.
We did it.
I think we did it. We proved how local we are.
Yeah. If you learned anything today, we are local.
Yeah. We are local Las Vegas. That's Fox 5. I got confused. We also learned that Rampart is what it turns into. Fort Apache turns into Rampart at Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
But Rampart then turns into Durango. Whoever made this, like, you had a blank slate.
I know.
You ever notice, like, sometimes you're driving around Durango or whatever, like, especially towards Mountain's Edge, and it's straight, but then all of a sudden you take, like, a 5-degree turn down. Right. And it's like, so it's not straight?
Yeah.
My OCD's going nuts right
now. Yeah, I know. Same.
We need a name for today's show. About Jennifer Aniston.
Oh,
and you're
Yeah.
That's a lot of alpaca money. Or I think the winner for today is Las Vegas locals.
Yes. That's got to be it. That's got to be it.
Done. Fair. All right. We need a rating for today's show.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
7.02. I like that. Seriously.
This guy came at us because I asked if skunks are in Vegas. I've driven around the city and I've smelled skunks. I know I have, but I never seen one.
That's why I was even, because I could have said today was an 8, but it wasn't to me because we got yelled at 6 o'clock this morning saying that we are from California, which is not true.
We hate California drivers.
Serious.
Every time I see one of their stupid little license plates, I'm like, ew.
And on the text, like, I was texting, like, I moved here in February 2006. I had my son at Southern Hills Hospital. And I was like, you know, I'm not even going to do it.
I went on the whole thing. He was not impressed. I'm like, I just did this charity. Well, that's not what I talked about.
Don't tell me I'm not local.
Turns out there are skunks. We just barely see them, and they're very rare to see. But they do exist among us.
Yes.
Spotted skunks. Google it. You're jerk.
We're not mad.
You didn't bother us at all. You didn't get to us.
You lose, we win.
You know what? You win tomorrow. Oh, my goodness gracious. You win tickets to see.
Are you ready for it?
Taylor Swift, baby. We've got your tickets.
I feel a level of calm now.
Yeah, me too.
I'm talking about this. We have Taylor Swift tickets Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Pair a day. You hear 3 Taylor Swift songs in a row. You get to go.
Yeah.
We're out of here.
Have a good day, local.
You too, fellow local. Goodbye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.